95.5
Sunday morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Welcome to Sunday morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Welcome this fine Sunday morning, and as always, we truly appreciate you taking the time to tune in and listen to our program. Should you have any questions about today's program, please contact me at sundaymorningdanbrown@yahoo.com. Also, if you'd like a free Bible, please send me your name and your address. Send it to sundaymorningdanbrown@yahoo.com, and I will send you a free Bible. No charge. Just send me your name and address, and I promise that I won't use your information for anything other than to get you that information. But should you have any questions about our program, please send me your questions and your comments. And as always, I want to thank you for all of your encouragement. So again, welcome to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Our program today is entitled Total Surrender. And I think we can begin by reading a passage from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 23. It says, Peter began to say to him, "See, we have left all and follow you." So Peter's sticking out his chest a little bit and saying, "See, Jesus, we've left everything to come along and follow you." But we see that our Lord replies to the statement of Peter by saying that this surrender is for my sake and the gospel's in chapter 10 and verse 29. And so it wasn't the purpose of which the disciples themselves would get out of it. That's the interesting thing. Were they following to see what they were going to get out of it? Or were they actually surrendering, I think? That's the big question. So beware of surrender that's motivated by personal benefits. You have to be very, very careful. I mean, for example, I'm going to give myself to God because I want to be delivered from sin. That's a good thought, right? Because I want to be made holy, yes. But being delivered from sin and being holy are a result of something, and they are a result of being right with God. But surrender resulting from this kind of thinking really isn't the true nature of our faith. It really isn't. Our motive for surrender should not be forever for any personal gain at all. That's not what it's about. We have all really become so self-centered at times that we go to God only to get something from him and not for God himself, if you understand what I'm saying. It's like saying, "Lord, I don't want you. I want myself. But I do want you to clean me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to be on display in your showcase so that I can say, this is what God has done for me." Gaining heaven and being delivered from sin and being made useful to God are things that should never be the consideration in real surrender. Genuine total surrender, which is what we talk about all the time, surrendering to God's will. But genuine total surrender is a personal sovereign preference for Jesus Christ himself. Not what we can gain from it, but for actually surrendering to the Lord himself. And sometimes I guess we have to step back, because where does Jesus Christ figure in when we have a concern about our natural relationships? And we find that most of us will desert him with this kind of excuse sometimes. "Yes, Lord, I indeed hear you call me, but my family needs me and I have my own interests. I just can't go any further." And for reading that a little further, I suggest that you read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 through 62. And then Jesus says, you cannot be my disciple. You're taken back. Why? Because he says, if you love your father and mother more than me, you're not worthy of me. There's many things where Jesus indicated that he is the priority. And I think that we have to understand that in that calling, the total surrender is a personal sovereignty preference for us to have for Christ himself. Now, true surrender will always go beyond just a natural devotion. If we only give up, God will surrender himself to embrace all those around us and will meet their needs, which were really created by our surrender. And be aware of stopping anywhere short of total surrender to God. That's not something you want. It's all in. It's not casual. It's not, you know, every now and then. When we're coming to the Lord, it is total surrender in all things and everything. So again, be really aware of stopping short of total surrender to God. And most of us have only a vision of what this really means. And sometimes, I'm sorry to say, we've never truly expressed it. And that's hard. And so I really want you to think deeply about total surrender. This is a subject that's very important, because when we're talking about total surrender, we're talking about salvation too, right? Because salvation doesn't mean deliverance merely, deliverance from sin or the experience of personal holiness. The salvation that comes from God means completely delivered from myself and being placed into a perfect union with him. And when I think of my salvation experience, I think of being delivered from sin and gaining personal holiness. But salvation, my friends, is so, so much more. It means that the Spirit of God has brought me into an intimate contact with the true person of God himself. And as I am caught up into the total surrender to God, I become thrilled with something so much greater, infinitely greater than myself. To say that we're called to preach holiness or sanctification is really to miss the main point. Those things happen when we're called and we accept salvation. When we have total surrender, those things really do mean something so valuable. We're called to proclaim Christ. See, and I mean, I would read 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2, verse 2 is very important. And the fact that he saves from sin and makes us holy is actually part of the effect of his wonderful and total surrender to us. Interesting, right? So if we're truly surrendered, we'll never be aware of our own efforts to remain surrendered. The thoughts will only be towards giving our will over and total surrender to Jesus Christ himself. Remember that. Our entire life will be consumed with the one to whom we surrender. Our entire life. And I would caution you to beware of talking about surrender if you know nothing about it. In fact, you'll never know anything about it until you understand what John 3:16 actually means, and that God completely and absolutely gave himself to us. You say he gave himself to us and for us. He gave himself to us. And in our surrender, We must give ourselves to God in that same way that he gave himself for us. Totally, unconditionally, without reservation. And the consequences and the circumstances resulting from our surrender will never enter into our conscious mind, because our life will be totally consumed with him. And that's our goal, for us to be totally consumed in Christ. And so what did the scripture say? That it's not me living in the end, but actually Christ living in me. And so I think so often those points are missed, and we get lost and pulled back into our life and the world and the everyday circumstances, and the ups and the downs just drag us away to a place where we stop yielding. We stop surrendering, and we become mouthing. We're more like puppets on a ventriloquist, just speaking words that really aren't having meaning to us. But every word that we speak, every word that we share, every time we talk about the gospel, it needs to have a deep relationship to our heart and our soul, which has surrendered. Our entire being has surrendered to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're going to take a short break. And I want to thank you for tuning in on this Sunday morning, because you're listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And we'll be right back after this. Please stay tuned.
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
EQ presents How to Officially Start Your Summer. Step 1, head to the perfect spot to kick off the season, DQ. Step 2, try the new Summer Blizzard menu. I mean, summer is right there in the name. And step 3, dig into flavors like new peanut butter cookie dough party, new picnic peach cobbler, and more. Because with treats like these, every bite feels like you're starting summer off right. But don't wait. These flavors are only around as long as summer is. Make the season official with the new Summer Blizzard menu, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Are you ready for Mother's Day? Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now. It's the perfect time to save on the perfect gift for mom, with an extra 30% off designers that rarely go on sale when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off makeup, fragrances, and more beauty favorites she'll love. Plus, get your Mother's Day gifts even faster when you pick up in-store or curbside. Today at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
South Jersey's talk station, WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
And welcome to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Welcome back to our second program of the Sunday morning. And it's just so lovely to have you tuning in. Thank you for tuning in week after week. And I always really do like to thank those who have been responding by email and sending in your questions and your wonderful encouragements and comments. So thank you for doing that. And thank you for joining us this morning, as our program title today is Total Surrender. And it is a very important subject about totaling surrender, surrendering ourselves and our will to our Savior. As the reason we run into so much trouble all the time is we begin this process and we're on fire for a while, and then the fire seems to quell a bit as the cares and the woes of the world come, and we end up yielding to things that we shouldn't. But they do pull on us, and they do: family pressures, work pressures, pressures of the world, so many things around us. I do understand that, and I do realize that is a real pressure. But what we need to do is seek God fully all those times. Go deep into prayer and ask the Lord for the strength and the wisdom to continue to remain solid in him. So as we continue with today's program, Total Surrender, again, thank you for joining me here on Sunday morning. Now, the first thing that I even have to be willing to admit is when I began to examine what controls and dominates me, is that I'm the one and the only one who's responsible for having yielded myself or given in to whatever it may be. Whatever has taken me off course, whatever has garnered my attention, whatever has pushed me in a direction that I should not be going, I am responsible for that. I yielded. I made a choice to go in that direction. That is the first step always in understanding, and we have to be willing to admit that. And so if I'm a slave to myself, am I to blame somewhere in the past that I yielded to myself? I mean, I'm responsible. I'm the one who's accountable to that. And God made us that way. He made us the decision makers to be able to make choices when we are presented with things. And so if we stay in prayer and we ask for strength and wisdom, the hope is that we will stay on course. And so I think that if I obey God, I do so because at some point in my life, I yielded to God. I yielded myself to Him. And I do truly believe that. Now, if a child gives in to selfishness, he'll find it to be the most enslaving tyranny on earth, isn't it? When we give in to selfishness, that is a really tough thing once we fall into that. And there's no power within the human soul itself that is really capable of breaking the bondage of the nature created by yielding to selfishness, because we made a choice and we have a tendency to keep making that choice. For example, yield for 1 second to anything in the nature of lust, right? Anything in the nature of lust. And you know what I mean. Anything in that nature. And although you might hate yourself for having yielded, you will become or have become enslaved to that thing. And then remember what lust is. Lust is, I must have it now. And there's many facets to that, whether it's the lust of the flesh or the lust of the mind, right? I must have it now. So there's no release or escape from it, and it'll never come from any human power to break it. But only through the power of redemption will that come. So you must yield yourself in utter humiliation to the only one who can break that dominating power in your life. And you know who that is. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. He died on that cross, suffered a sinner's death of unspeakable pain and agony on our behalf, on something that we deserved. But remember, He has anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. And that's a verse that you can read in Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1, how the Old and the New Testament tie together about the suffering of what would be brought about by our Savior, by the Messiah. And so when you yield to something, you're going to realize the tremendous control it has over you. Unless you're so deep into, some kind of narcotics or alcohol, you know, where your total senses are obliterated. And I hope that's not the case. But if you're a thinking person and you've yielded to these things in your life, at some point, you know, you're going to realize the tremendous control it has over you when you begin to think, I need to stop or get away from this. You have a self-realization of, what am I doing? But even though you say, I can give this habit up whenever I like, oh my gosh, how many of us are guilty of that? In actuality, you know you can't. Let's be honest. You've tried to stop that habit, regardless of what it is. You've tried to stop. It may be a short time, maybe a little longer time, but eventually something goes wrong and you begin to seek solace in that instead of in our Savior. And so Jesus says, come to me with your heavy burdens. All you who are sinners and heavy laden, come to me. That's his call. And he wants to relieve you of those burdens. And how easily we slip back into them so often. But again, what do we say? I can give this habit up, this thing, anytime I want. But the reality is, we know that we cannot. And you'll find that the habit absolutely dominates you because you willingly, yes, you willingly gave into it. It's easy to sing, he will break every fetter, right? The old song. While at the same time living a life of obvious slavery to ourselves. We're slave to ourselves and to our sin. But I will tell you with no uncertainty, with all glory to God, that yielding to Jesus Christ will break every kind of slavery in any person's life. Absolutely. 100%. I want you to think about that, because it is yielding and giving and then trying to get away from it. And we're drawn back because we seek some kind of solace in it that we think we're missing. And it is very hard to break those kinds of addictions, those kinds of habits, whether it's lust of the flesh or lust of the mind. And I'll tell you, at the beginning of our life with Christ, we were so certain that we all knew what there was to know about following him. We had it all prepackaged in this nice little thing that was given to us in a brochure we read the brochure from front to back, and we said the sinner's prayer, and boom, it was it. It was over. It was just headstrong, heading to paradise from here. And it was a delight for us to give up everything else and throw ourselves before him, right? What did we do? It's a fearless statement of love. Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. But now, after we've been this around and these tragedies and things have happened to us and given in to things, but we willing, see, the part we keep forgetting is that we willing to do it. We gave in willingly. And so it's beginning to seem a little difficult, a little different, and a little unfamiliar. There's an aspect of Jesus that chills even a disciple's heart in its depths and makes his entire spiritual life gasp for air. And that is, my friends, the unusual person with his face set like flint. Read Isaiah 50, chapter 50, verse 7. And so we're walking with great determination ahead of us, and he strikes terror right through me. How does that happen? What happened to bring that onto it? What realization as we were following all of a sudden came upon us? Because he no longer seems to be my counselor and friend, but has a point of view of which I know nothing about, because we thought we knew it all. But were we willing to do self-sacrifice? Were we willing to give it all up? We were so certain. And so all we can do is stand and stare at him in amazement, like the disciples did, right? They did. Back in chapter 10, verse 32, right, in Mark, Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed because they thought they knew it all. But then all of a sudden, they had a wave of understanding and enlightenment that they weren't familiar with all of a sudden. But I want you to step back. I want you to ponder these things. I want you to study these verses and really think deeply about where your life is at and how you're conducting yourself. Are you surrendering 100%? Are you just giving a little, giving a little, giving a little? You're listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and we'll be right back after this.
In a world full of fake news, AI, and unverified information on social media, where can you get the latest, most accurate South Jersey news? WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app. Don't wait for the newspaper to come in the mail. The WPG Talk Radio app is updated around the clock from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Accurate, dependable, reliable. When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. First responders are busy in southeast Texas rescuing people from high water. Many had been ordered to evacuate.
We can't force somebody to leave, but if you stay there, not only are you a sitting duck, but you're putting our law enforcement in danger. And at some point, we can't send law enforcement into swift water.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, no deaths or serious injuries have been reported. Another day of Middle East ceasefire talks in Egypt.
Egypt, along with the United States, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and a number of other countries in the region, have been negotiating this deal, working on this deal together with the Israelis.
Fox's Ryan Chilcote, Israel is still considering an invasion of Rafah despite warnings from the U.S. and other countries. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. For today, considerable cloudiness and warmer, occasional rain and drizzle this afternoon with a high of 63. For tonight, cloudy with a shower in the area with a low of 59. For tomorrow, warmer with considerable cloudiness, a morning shower in spots followed by a thunderstorm in spots in the afternoon with a high of 77. I'm AccuWeather's Kaitlin Lawrence on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, South Jersey's talk station.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Welcome this fine Sunday morning, and here we are at our third segment of today. I just thank you so much for tuning in. I thank you for all your questions and your comments and your encouragements. And should you have anything that you would like to hear us talk about in the future, or questions or comments, please contact me at SundayMorningDanBrown@yahoo.com. That's SundayMorningDanBrown@yahoo.com. And welcome to our third segment of today's program entitled Total Surrender. And so we've been, discussing all these different things about what we thought we were, how much we knew when we began following him. We thought we knew all there was to know. But then as we continued to follow him, we began to see that there was so much more. And as the disciples themselves in Mark 10, 32, Jesus was going in front of them, and all of a sudden they realized, they were amazed because they thought they knew him, and there was just so much more and so much more coming. And so the aspects of Jesus, it just chills even the disciples' hearts in the depth and makes our entire spiritual life grasp for air. I mean, it is so vast. It is so much to who Christ is and what he was doing. And here he is walking with great determination ahead of me. And all of a sudden I'm seeing Christ. Am I following him in the right way? And we can have a terror, a fear come right through us that I'm not there. What do I, I'm thinking I'm here and I'm not really there. And so we need to be really, really conscious of this. And because we can find ourselves just standing and staring at him in amazement. And like I said, at first, it's like we're confident that we understood all about Christ. But now we're in a place where we're not so sure. And then we begin to realize that there's a distance between our Savior and us, and that we feel the loss of intimacy with him. Remember, the idea, a relationship is what Christ seeks, the most intimate relationship that can be had. And so we want to be careful because we can have no idea where he's going. And then all of a sudden the goal he has becomes so strangely distant to us. That is not what we want. We have to understand that Jesus Christ had to understand fully every sin, every sorrow that human beings could experience. That's what Christ went through. That was his experience. And that is what makes him seem so unfamiliar sometimes. When we see this aspect of our Savior, we realize that we don't quite know him as we thought we did. We don't quite recognize even one characteristic of his life because they're not mirrored in our own. And then when we find ourselves in this stage, we don't know how to begin to follow him. He's so far ahead of us. He's a leader who seems totally unfamiliar. And we can find ourselves feeling that we have no friendship with him. If you're finding yourself in that position, please pray. Seek, but it is about surrendering. If you're not willing to surrender, you cannot be healed. Plain and simple. The disciple of dismay is an essential lesson which all of us who are disciples must learn. And we're all disciples in one form. Don't be fooled. We're all disciples in one form or another. And what happens is that the danger is that we tend to look back on our times of obedience, right? And our past sacrifices to God in an effort to keep our enthusiasm strong for him. Well, I did this and I did that. And there was a time when I was here and I was a time with there. Read Isaiah chapter 1, 10 through 11. That'll give you some inkling into what we're speaking about here today, this discussion. But when darkness of dismay comes, endure until it's over. Endure. Because what will come out of it will be the ability to follow Jesus truly. And when this happens, it brings inexpressible, wonderful joy. So my program today is not to be discourage you because you feel these things or you've come to these different points in your life where what I'm describing you're feeling. No, the program is an encouragement to endure. Exactly. Endure. And he gives us these warnings throughout the scriptures, you know, beware of this fiery trial that may come upon you. And during these times of these trials, we can feel so lost, but endure. Endure is the key. Paul says we must all, preachers and other people alike, appear before the judgment seat of Christ. But if you'll learn here and now live under the scrutiny and the teaching and the learnings of Christ's pure heart and pure light, your final judgment will only bring you delight in seeing the work that God has done in you. So endure. That's the theme. Endure, right? Live constantly reminding yourself of the judgment seat of Christ. Remind yourself of that and walk in knowledge, in this wonderful knowledge. Walk in the knowledge and the intimacy of the relationship that you have developed with your Savior. Walk in the knowledge of the holiness that he has given you. tolerating a wrong attitude towards one another or towards another person causes you to follow the spirit of the devil. Honestly, no matter how saintly you are, one carnal judgment of another person only serves the purposes of evil in you. Bring it out immediately into the light. Confess your sins. Oh, Lord, I have been guilty. I have made a mistake. I have fallen. Because if you don't, your heart will become hardened through and through. And one of the penalties of our sin is our acceptance of it. It's not only God who punishes us for sin, but sin establishes itself in the sinner. And it really does take its toll, doesn't it? No struggling or praying will enable you to stop doing a certain thing. And the penalty of sin is that you gradually get used to it, until you finally come to a place where you can no longer realize that it's even sin. No power except the power that comes from being filled with the Holy Spirit can change or prevent the inherent consequences of sin. My friends, be encouraged that if we walk in the light as He is the light, 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And so for many of us, walking in the light means walking according to the standard we have set up for another person. Not good. The deadliest attitude of the Pharisees they had was that we would exhibit it today is not hypocrisy, but that which comes from unconsciously living a lie. Cautious, 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 right? In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, it says this. We make it our aim, he says, to be well pleasing to him. We make it our aim. It requires, when we're making it our aim, it requires a conscious decision and effort to keep our primary goal constantly in front of us. And when we don't have the primary goal constantly in front of us, that's when we begin to go off the path. It means holding ourselves to the highest priority, year in and year out, always. This sounds harsh, but it's not making our first priority to win souls or to establish churches or to have revivals, but seeking to be well-pleasing to Him, and then those things come appropriately. When you do it in reverse, you are working for salvation. And there is no works of salvation that bring you to God in that way. You must first come to Him, and then all things come to you. It's not the lack of spiritual experience that leads to failure, but the lack of working to keep our eyes focused and on the right goal. And my suggestion is at least once a week, examine yourself before God to see if your life is measuring up to His standard. And it's the standard that He has for you, not your standard. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5. WPG Talk Sunday Morning with Dan Brown, WPG Talk Radio 95.5, and the WPG Talk Radio app.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. welcome this fine Sunday morning. And as always, we truly appreciate you tuning in and taking the time to listen to our program. Thank you so much. I just want to thank you for your encouragements, for your wonderful comments, and just keep sending them in. Thank you very much. I love answering your questions. I truly, truly do appreciate it. And here we are on our fourth and final segment of this Sunday morning, and the program is entitled Total Surrender. And I think it is important for us to understand about yielding and what yielding really means. And that word ties us to so many things, yielding and surrender. And when we pull away from those things, you know, we're so on fire when we first come into the faith, and we believe in a very short time that we know it all and have it all. And then we hit the bumps. We hit the speed bumps. We hit those that come against us in faith and take us to task, and we don't have the answers that we think we would just have automatically. And so there's so many things in the scriptures to study from the scripture of study to show thyself approved. So many different scriptures like that about learning. But ultimately, all of the learning means nothing if you do not surrender your will to God, if you do not open yourself up to this intimate relationship where Christ lives in you. And if we remain that way, allowing ourselves and continuing to surrender ourselves, there is no darkness that can harm us. There is no darkness that can deter us. But we do, don't we, find ourselves giving in to certain things, which I talked out earlier, maybe lust of the flesh or lust of the mind, different. And there's numerous things than that can mean. But if we're sidetracked in that way, it's a hard comeback. And we have to come to the self-realization that we have wandered. We have wandered. And it is it requires a conscious decision and an effort to keep that primary goal in front of us. Again, it means holding ourselves to the highest priority, which is Christ, year in and year out. And again, as I share with you, it's not about doing this works and that works and this work. They all come and they all progress and have such meaning when we are in the right relationship. That doesn't mean God's not going to use our faulty things, regardless of where we're at, to help others. Hopefully, you know, we won't be discouragers and we won't do something that causes people to fall away from the faith. But I will tell you again, it's not the lack of spiritual experience that leads to failure, but the lack of working to keep ourselves focused. Keep ourselves focused on the right goal. Again, at least once a week, maybe more if you need to examine yourself before God to see if your life is measuring up to the standard he has for you. His standard, not our standard. Ours is flawed and faulty, I will tell you. Now, Paul, the apostle Paul, he was like a musician who gives no thought for audience approval. He can only catch a look of approval from the conductor. And our conductor would be Christ. Remember that. We're not looking around for the approval of those who we serve alongside. That's not what we seek. We're not seeking the approval of men. We're not seeking pats on the back. Oh, we're not seeking, oh, you're so holy and pious. And that is a trap. Especially for us who speak and share and teach, it is such a trap, and we have to be very, very careful that we are not entrapped by that kind of false piety. And I will tell you that any goal we have that diverts us to the slightest degree from the central goal of being approved by God, which is what we seek, and you can read 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Again, any goal that we have that diverts us even to the slightest degree from the central goal of being approved by God could result in our rejection from further service for Him. You're working, you're doing, and all of a sudden people are telling you how wonderful or how great a speaker you are. And you begin to think about yourself and about your effect on how great you are that you did this and how great you are that you did that. It's a very, very slippery slope, and you can easily slide down it. When you discern where the goals lead you, then you'll really understand why it's so necessary to constantly keep your eyes fixed on Christ. And I will tell you that story of Peter coming out of the boat during the storm as Jesus was walking to them on the water. And during that time that Peter kept his eyes fixed on Christ, he was above the water. But the moment he was distracted by the storm and the worries of the world and fear for his safety, what happened? He began to sink. And he began to go underwater. But thankfully, our Savior is there to reach and pull us up. And our eyes need to remain focused, laser focused on our Savior, because in Him and through Him and only Him is there salvation for mankind. Such a loving God, seeking to share all things with us. And Jesus gave us a glimpse into that prayer as He prayed to His Father, and He said, Father, let them be one as You and I are one. Such great connotation that small verse has. Such simple words mean so much. Let them be one as we are one. And that takes us all the way into eternity. And we need to make sure that we don't disrupt our service to our Savior. When you discern where the goal leads you, you'll understand why it is so necessary to keep looking into Jesus. Please read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. There, Paul spoke of the importance of controlling his own body. Right? He spoke of controlling his own body so that it would not take him in the wrong direction. And we've all experienced that. We have. To say that we haven't, I would disagree. He said, I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest I myself should become disqualified. That's what he says in 1 Corinthians, excuse me, chapter 9, verse 27. You and I, we must learn to relate everything that we do to the primary goal, maintaining it without any interruption, not being pulled to the right or to the left, but being center focused on our Savior and our relationship, our intimate relationship, the surrender, the yielding, which leads to everything else. My worth to God publicly is measured by what I really am in my private life. Who am I in my private life? Is my primary goal in life to please Him, to be acceptable to Him, or is it something less, no matter how lofty it may sound? So please pray continually that God leads you and directs you. Pray for God's will to be done in your life always. Yield and surrender to God so that He may use you and you may honor Him. You are listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5. And it has been my pleasure to bring you this program today entitled Total Surrender. Before I go, I would like to please ask you to consider supporting the Atlantic City Rescue Mission. The Atlantic City Rescue Mission has been serving the poor and the homeless and the indigent in southern New Jersey for 60 years. This year will be 60 years that the Atlantic City Rescue Mission has been sheltering and feeding, counseling and clothing, providing vocational training, caseworking, case management, but most of all, 60 years of bringing the gospel to a broken population. Where did Jesus tell us to go? Did he tell us to go to the healthy, to the days? He said, that's not where I'm needed. Where I'm needed where there is sickness. And Jesus took so much, a brunt of so much, every brutality, called every name, because he walked with sinners. He healed. He raised the dead. He made the blind see and the deaf hear. And so the gospel is a prominent piece of the Atlantic City Rescue Mission, our most prominent piece for 60 years. And I pray today that you will go to our page, acrescuemission.org, and click on the Donate Now button. Please give with a loving, giving heart to help someone who is in need. God bless you all. Thank you for listening to Sunday Morning with Dan Brown here on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.